everybody. Welcome to the Super Podcast. I am the terrible Australian Bede, and I hope you all have been doing very well today. And with me, as always, is the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy. How are you?
Hello, Bede. I am fine. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Just got back from my trip yesterday, so I had a really good time and had a lot of fun. I even managed to see some pretty cool movies and not-so-good movies, which I'll talk about in a sec, but
yes, you will.
But I had a great time, and I'm glad to be back and doing podcasting duties.
Yes, welcome back. You were missed.
I hope you didn't miss me too much, Marcy.
No, I didn't miss you at all.
Oh, that's fair enough.
It was awesome not to have you around.
I know Nick missed me.
I always miss you, Bede, every single day. When I lie in bed, I miss you.
Wait, you better be.
Which will segue into the guest introductions.
Woo! Of course. Okay.
Wait.
Of course.
Okay.
There we go.
Wow, it's weird how it could sound exactly like Raul Julia.
I know. It's amazing. It is.
Anyways, our guest for today, first up, of course, is the one we like to call the Canadian Bacon, because he sizzles. And it's actually been a while since he's been on the show, but we're glad that he's back here to join us for this very special episode. And that man, of course, is Mr. Nick Bosworth. How are you going, Nick?
I am doing very well, Bede. Glad you had a good holiday. And I've friggin' missed being on the show. It's been a crazy last month and a half. But very happy to be back. Back with my fellow Australians and one more Canadian guest.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and that I'm glad that you're back as well. So that's cool.
Thanks,
and of course, our second guest, who happens to also be Canadian,
but this guy is a
crazy Canadian, as Marcy liked to call him on the last episode, which I wasn't unfortunately there for. That is Mr. Pat Torfey. Pat, how are you?
Oh, hi, Bede.
Oh, hi.
Pat, we're Canadian, okay?
Oh, yes. How's it going,
That's right.
How's it going, eh?
Oh, good, thanks, eh?
Yeah, I'd do anything for my fellow hosers.
That's right, eh?
Eh? It's not a problem, mate.
Stereotypes everywhere. I gotta build my garage at IC.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
Get off the couch, Dundee. You gotta get a 2-4.
I said you've played knifey spoony before.
That's not a knife, it's a spoon. Oh, The Simpsons.
Paul Hogan's a national treasure.
He is?
Cool.
I guess.
You don't sound Australian when you try and do an Australian accent.
No, I go with the British route. I think it's just my background.
Indeed. So, Bede, I have to ask you.
Yes.
Why are you a terrible Australian?
I am a terrible Australian because I have seen Little Fockers.
Want to repeat that?
You motherfucker.
Yeah, pretty much.
You little fucker.
I think Bede has a double dose of fucker in him.
That's true. It's true.
But did they pay you $20 million to go see it like the rest of the cast made?
I wish.
Of course!
But you stay out of this role, Julia.
No.
No interest in seeing it, so was it really that bad?
Actually, it's not that bad. Not as bad as people made it out to be, but it's definitely like the least. It's definitely the worst of the series.
Can you explain to me why Jessica Alba is in the movie?
She's there to be very slutty, so I suppose, you know. And she like gets really drunk, and she like pushes Ben Stiller into a hole.
Of course,
cool. And she falls right on top of him.
Of course.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Like in all movies where the fat, ugly comedian manages to get the smoking hot. Yeah, so whatever.
But this is a bit silly. It's not really fat, so.
Yeah, but he's certainly no Brad Pitt, but I don't know.
That's true.
Anyway, so, Pat, what makes you a crazy Canadian?
I don't know. I guess as a test of our Canadian endurance, I walk my dog in minus 32 degrees Celsius weather.
That's kind of really insanely crazy.
Amen.
Yes.
And Nick, what makes you sizzle?
What makes me sizzle?
Rosario Dawson.
Actually, I was going to say Evangeline Lilly.
Oh, well, her too.
Not as much. I don't really get her very much. She's a little too... I mean, she's gorgeous. I don't get me wrong, but she's a little too...
But she's Canadian, plain. Dude.
So what?
See, Nick, now, Nick, you are officially banned from the podcast.
What did I do?
You're not being a very good Canadian, for starters.
Dude, I've got Carla Gugino on my desktop right now, so my mind is kind of in different places.
So, but is there's she also making a touch of sizzle?
Marcy in there as well.
Oh,
so
okay.
I sizzle because Marcy loves me. That's why. That's really where my sizzle comes from.
Okay. That works. Right, well,
Marcy will forgive you for now.
Yes. Oh, it's getting creepy.
You have to basically suck up to me if you want to live.
So, what did I do? Did I do something wrong?
So everybody just praise me for a moment and then... we'll continue.
Yes, Mistress Marcy.
Mistress Marcy.
I love you, Marcy.
Thank you very much.
Please don't whip me again. I can't bear anymore.
I think Feed likes getting whipped a little bit too much.
Oh, no. We're not going to bring this Feed.
He loves that stripper pole. There's pictures no pressure into it.
Just for that, I'm going to put a picture of Bede dancing on a pole in the podcast.
Oh, no.
Not that again.
No, okay, I won't do it.
I'll see what happens in Munich stays in Munich.
All right. Okay.
Anyway.
So what makes me super? If everybody's umming, that's worrisome.
It's Marcy. It's you.
You're super Marcy. That's what makes you super.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, what makes Superman Superman? He's just super. That's
okay. There we go. Now we've all had our little bit.
You're super. Thanks for asking.
Yes.
Of course.
So let's get to why we're actually having a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do you want me to introduce it? I'll introduce it.
You will introduce the rest of it.
Yeah. This is the audio commentary edition for Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Oh,
thank
yeah.
All right. Yes. So we are going to talk about Mortal Kombat while watching Mortal Kombat, and the reason to do an audio commentary is so the listeners can put on Mortal Kombat and listen to the commentary at the same time. So basically, in order to do that, you have to have the movie ready, the audio ready, and you push play at the exact same time. So
hopefully.
We'll do a countdown to press play. Which hopefully it'll all be okay. So, I'll count down and everybody press play.
On go?
On go.
After go.
On go.
Okay.
All right, ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. So, hopefully everybody's got the New Line logo coming up.
Mortal Kombat!
Okay, sorry, so everybody see there. New Line Cinema?
Yeah, I see New Line Cinema.
Never change that logo.
Oh, fire! New Line Cinema presents.
Okay, I think we're all fire. In sync, hopefully.
Fire!
Everybody's getting excited over fire for some reason.
Who does? I remember Threshold Entertainment was actually going to make the Duke Nukem movie way back in the 90s. But
everyone and here's the logo for Mortal Kombat.
Well, it's in 3D.
Well, sort of. I remember seeing this in the theater with my dad, and I was like, I couldn't even sit in my chair. I was so fucking excited.
I was very excited when this movie came out.
Somebody CG camera.
So we're introduced.
It's a guy from Iron Chef America, and he's pissed off at this kid for making like bad eggs or something.
I cooked those eggs just right.
No, you didn't.
I break your arm.
This will teach you to cook eggs over easy when I ask for hard boiled. Get the fuck
your cottage cheese blows.
This is actually the main bad guy from the game, Shang Tsung.
Shang Tsung.
Even though he doesn't look anything like it at all.
Well, if he was going to look like the way he did in the first game, that would have been a bit wrong.
Well, he went in and, like, had a beard and a bit of a, you know.
Well, he's about to give him a massage.
He kind of looked more like that in the other games, though.
Those eggs.
A bead.
Your sword is mine.
Stop pointing at me, Shang Tsung.
Oh, here comes the crappy CG skull.
Next.
Here it comes. And oh, now God. he's about to transform into Joan Rivers.
Oh, great.
Whoa, wish I lived in Anakin Bob. Everything was green.
You know,
I was going to say, like, who does he fucking live next to? The Green Lantern?
I think he lives next to Nilbog, where everything is green.
You know, I'll tell you guys the real reason why he woke up.
Look at his... Wow.
I'll tell you guys the real reason why he woke up screaming. It was because he had a dream that he would someday be in a movie called Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li.
Or Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
I don't even know the existence of this movie.
What they don't show with
everybody shut up.
With that paper? Oh.
Oh, wait, wrong part.
Sonya!
I thought it was Johnny Cage.
I love this line.
So hot. Once you touch the hiney.
You know, I've never seen a nightclub look like this.
I love these nightclubs. It's like
you've never been to Toronto?
Around with guns and flashlights, and they're just beating people up with them, and like they don't even care.
They're just going around saying your taste in music sucks. Wham!
I almost shit my pants in the theater. It's like, oh my fucking god, it's Kano.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's that guy from JAG.
I can't
believe
he
actually died a couple years ago, just after the first Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, so you died of a heroin overdose, so we can't really make fun of him. But
wasn't it a heroin overdose? Like, I thought it was a heart attack. It could have been a heart attack induced by that.
Now you may ask yourself, how do you get an eye like that? Well, first you gotta kill somebody, and then you get sent away to a slab, and then you get a doctor.
I think he got a penis in the eye, like in Serbia film.
Speed, I'm going to find that scene and send it to you. On a loop for 10 hours.
Have our own little honeymoon cruise.
See, you've got his accent. He got skyfucked
by Shang Tsung.
That's why he's got his eye looking like that.
That's why his eye is twitching and he pops up my eye twitch.
See, that's like, it's like, oh, he's going to go after my other eye now.
So,
I like the band is just like, no one really cares. It's like, no one bothers.
No,
like, hey, there's a couple of people with guns. Oh, there's another guy. And this guy obviously takes the longest to shoot.
It's a slow-mo shot.
I want that shotgun.
Now,
and it's amazing like that guy's little machine gun didn't hit anyone behind.
I know, I always laugh at that.
Yeah.
People don't even care. It's like, oh yeah, okay, whatever.
It's like,
where's Kino?
And she knows where he is. She saw the fucking grate open.
Okay, now everyone has to shut up.
It's Marcy's man. It's on. Incidentally enough, for you trivia buffs, this part was originally supposed to be by Jean-Claude Van Damme, as well as the fact that Jean-Claude Van Damme was supposed to be Johnny Cage in the video game.
Well,
but he was doing another video game, but you know.
This is the story of Mortal Kombat the game. The characters are all based on something else.
Real life.
So Johnny Cage was based on Van Damme. Which you can tell with Bloodsport. Sonya Blade was based on Cynthia Rathrock, who's a female martial artist. Kano is based, his look at least, is based on the Terminator, for obvious reasons. Liu Kang is based upon Bruce Lee. Again, it's quite obvious. Raiden is based upon the lightning gods from Big Trouble in Little China.
Jesus.
Obviously. Sub-Zero and Scorpion, I can't think.
This is where you fall down.
Yeah. Where do you get these guys?
This is how you act in a regular Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
Shut up, you.
There's Spielberg.
Yeah, it looks like
it's supposed to be Spielberg.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
It's
Senor Spielberg.
Of course, there's Paul Anderson is like, yeah, whatever, I don't even care.
was like, wow, a match shot. And it's like, oh, really, it is a match shot.
Here comes Jeff Bridges' estranged brother.
Johnny, I love you so much. Why are you walking away from me?
The part in this movie was actually designed for Van Damme, but he was in Street Fighter, which kind of sucks.
After I take a shower.
Johnny, let's look at this guy. Why are you sitting in my seat?
Johnny like, Cage
oh,
is a
hi.
Fake.
Oh, hi, Johnny.
Oh, hi, Johnny.
Oh, hi, Johnny.
Your movies suck. Just like
you
mine.
To, you're doing this to me, Johnny. You're tearing me apart.
You're apart.
You want to go eat, huh? How's your sex life, Johnny?
What a great story.
Stop it. You're killing me.
I want you to go to a tournament that has no meaning whatsoever, and there'll be no press, and no one's going to know you were ever there,
do you know
but
where
somehow
the,
it's going to fix your career.
Do you know where the storyline for this came from?
The bottom
do,
of a trash
do,
can.
No, do you know what it's loosely based upon? It's loosely based upon Enter the Dragon.
Because which is very true. They go Han's Island, and they have the tournament. Yep. Except, obviously, the end of the world thing is...
there's a lot
Johnny
of different inspiration.
But wait! Oh, no!
Johnny.
Oh my god!
It's Jason!
Oh, no! It's that guy from Iron Chef America!
And he's walking into a... Yeah.
He's walking into this mist, which happens to be there for no reason.
Now we're at the Temple of Light.
Be funny if he pulled his keys out of his pocket.
Incidentally enough, they didn't show the bottom part of that telegram. It said, P.S. Buchan, you're a dick.
I loved you at Wall Street!
Yes. He was like, get a haircut and put a shirt on.
He went to the Wall Street.
I love this music as he's coming up the steps. I just love that cool bass drum solo in the back. I fucking love the music for this movie.
They lined up all of these
Tibetan monks for some reason. Tibetan Buddhist monks.
They're all waiting for him at the Temple of Light.
Those are all his, like, brothers and sisters in the background.
His parents must have been
busy.
You guys said the exact same thing at the same time.
No, just a few days ago, there were some shitty CG clouds above us.
And there was really a drunk cameraman.
Moving everywhere.
And we found a plate of spaghetti in the...
And this guy was really yelling at this other guy over how he cooked his eggs wrong and stuff.
And he was pointing at somebody who wasn't there.
Where did he get his hairstyle from?
I like his hair. It looks like Johnny's from the
room. It sure as hell isn't Bruce Lee.
He stole his hair from Tommy Wiseau big time.
Actually, you know what? That's pretty damn close.
Run, everybody! Michael Jackson is alive again!
Run away!
Why are we pointing at each other?
I'll fight him. No, you fight him. No, I don't want to fight him. You fight him.
I got telegraphed from you.
He's just yelling at them for being stupid when they...
Now everyone be quiet.
Exactly.
The man is about to enter.
Yes. Shut up.
The king.
Here we are.
Wow.
The man with no origin.
The coolest actor ever is going to enter.
The guy who before, like, Lucius Malfoy with the most luscious hair of all time.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Like, everybody should do this when I walk down there. It's like...
People do this to me in real life. When I walk, they just, like, bow down in front of me.
That's the temple. I can't even do it. His fucking voice is so...
Lord Raiden!
As you can see, I've been smoking too many cigarettes.
Can you believe that I actually fucked Diane Lane?
With Kurgan.
He's immortal.
Nice to see you again, Kurgan. Who cut your hair?
Spare him, Lord Raiden. Make him cut his hair instead.
Too much Mortal Kombat.
It's not his fault. He has Tommy Wiseau hair.
Of course.
I think Liu Kang's just jealous because he doesn't have a hat that looks like that.
I know, I want that fucking hat.
Christopher Lambert should have done, like, Raiden's torpedo move, where he was just like,
that would have been so sweet.
Instead, he just, like, backflips
and just left. It was like, I can make my eyes do that, see?
Say, I'm a powerful god, I can do that, man.
I can make my eyes shine.
He's a Highlander.
That's why you left the temple. It's like every word that comes out is just so awesome. I've had enough of this. Fuck you.
Great if I'm Brother Steeler.
Even though nobody looks like.
Okay, if you wanted to go with or without your consent, then why the fuck did you bother coming?
Yeah, well, he has to tow them off. What do you reckon?
I guess.
Excuse me, I have to go get my hair cut.
I have to go put it into a ponytail.
I know.
But there is no one else.
I'm
walking across the crack.
And there's only one question. There's only one question. Why do I sound like Macy Gray?
And now...
Ooh, the dog. Macy Gray. Where there's always sparks flying.
Now we are going to have the start of the Johnny Cage one-liners, like, which will dominate the movie. Spark.
Well, these one-liners are awful.
I love them. They are the best one-liners.
Actually, I will admit, when he drops the luggage in the water, that was pretty funny.
Hey, man, I was reading that.
Hey, Dave Chappelle!
I was going to say, it is Dave Chappelle. So this is where you've been all these years.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug. Hey, I saw you fight.
That's you me. Can't fake those moves.
What you put in your hair?
Rick James, bitch.
I'm looking forward to going to a dock one day that has this many sparks and shit flying.
They're
all over
welding!
The I've yet to ever been to a dock that has that much welding.
Like, we're just gonna...
You know, I'll be surprised. You know, I would be surprised if I see Jennifer Beals in the background. Just welding.
And you can hear the...
Oh, there goes the Louis Vuitton.
I don't think Jean-Claude Van Damme acts like that, though.
Yeah, he does.
Well, if he does.
He refuses
You know what Johnny Cage is thinking right now? He's thinking, sucked in, Liu Kang. That was the body of
the game. Wait, he said his line. Glad I didn't ask him to park the car.
I know.
The guy who plays Jax really does not look the part.
He looks like Tony Todd, like, but young.
It's true.
You know that Van Damme apparently doesn't do his fight scenes in...
Sonya.
Hello, I'm... giving you a Van Damme fact, right?
Whoa. Please proceed, Marcy. Everyone else...
Yeah.
That boat looks terrible.
I was trying to say that Van Damme apparently refuses to film any fight scenes in the US because he actually hurts people, which is why they're going away for the tournament.
Okay.
Which makes no sense, but it was based on him. Look how evil and Terminator
with his
looks.
Really weird sort of light thing.
That's it, baby. Comes up.
I'll just...
Ooh, he did that.
James Kano is the book. Trevor Goddard, he is English, not Australian. So I
think
Jax.
Come back.
Why doesn't Jax go after her? What a fucking douchebag.
We need you for the sequel.
Well, that's it. Oh, man. I'm going to get on that shitty boat.
So why would you go on a boat that looked like that?
I don't know.
Oh, man,
probably
why does Johnny Cage have, like, all this luggage?
Say they're all dead bookers inside those bags.
Why did she even run into him?
And why is she not wet?
Because she's not sufficiently excited yet.
Dude, she's so hot that
she assumed that everyone knows who Kano is. And I'm like,
just another Starstruck fan, huh?
Excuse me, I'm going to go marry Pete Sampras.
Luke Kang or Sonya Blade?
Oh, look at that ass.
Sonya Blade. I'll just, like, go down here so everyone can see my ass.
Seriously, does not know how to hold a gun.
Of course she doesn't. She's an actress.
Those pants look too short.
Wow, we go from
extreme... What's with all the chains in this freaking movie?
Pinhead's about to come out of the corner.
Who are now the next contestant for Iron Chef America? Mortal Kombat Edition.
We'll tear your soul apart.
Yeah, really. Where's Doug Bradley?
These are my Cenobites.
I can show you the pool room.
Yeah, the pool.
I have some really young Cabana boys who might serve. What the?
Oh, here we go. Sub-Zero.
This isn't the real Sub-Zero. It is his twin brother who just happens to be called Sub-Zero. Now let's remember that. Because, you know...
It's still Sub-Zero.
I love the character introduction.
If, like, Sub-Zero and, like, Scorpion's parents had a baby, they would be green. Because, you know, like...
Yellow. Yeah, mix of blue and yellow. Green. Yeah, like, they would have Reptile.
Reptile's oh, great. You spoil it, man. It's like...
Damn straight, that's what I do.
It's like, do you feed that thing, Scorpion?
Wow, that... I hope that thing coming out of his hand wasn't his wanking hand. Because that was...
well, that was his left hand, wasn't enough. It?
Lord Raiden.
That is enough!
I'm trying to do my best George Decay.
Hello, Newman.
Newman Jerry.
It's like
my dominions are well known to me, Sorcerer. Thank you.
Don't threaten me, Raiden. You'll be played. Don't threaten me, Raiden. You'll be played by Dexter's dad in the sequel.
I want to play Gandalf the White.
Is he?
I need an apple to bite into.
Eating an apple.
I'm going to go get it right now.
Lois eats an apple.
No, excuse me, I need to go to the restroom.
Freaking.
Yeah, it'd be funny if he actually said follow me and he turned around and just started climbing the ladder. Wow, we are like, so obviously not on a set. That is the worst looking set I have ever fucking seen.
Yeah, really. It's like the smoke is just like there's no horizon. It's just like, oh, look, a backdrop.
Even the star background looks like shit. But that's the thing, though. As a kid, you'd never notice it.
But then, of course, they're like, it's almost like, shh, we're not supposed to show more than that. That's
yeah,
why
I'm waiting for like a...
That's why we. That's
I'm
why
waiting
we're
for a key grip
focus.
To walk in the background with a cup of coffee.
Why am I here?
And why am I talking like this?
Why do I have a funny accent?
I can't even imitate him. It's fucking...
Excuse me, he is the most awesome man in the world.
Well, I know he is, but he's so hard to imitate.
Well, he also needs stubble, and he also needs his haircut, and he needs a sword.
That's very
true. He needed a sword to chop people's heads off.
And he needs a sexy... what was she?
We need a gratuitous sex scene right about now.
Well, between Johnny Cage and Raiden.
Well, it's PG-13, so it's good luck.
It was cut out.
Dramatic music.
Yeah, the three guys had a sex scene that was cut out.
We need Clancy Brown.
I think Raiden's just really jealous that his hair just does not look like Liu Kang's at all. It's so luscious.
Can someone explain to me how the hell he got recast in the sequel to be James Remar, because they look nothing alike?
They didn't, it was a money thing.
Yeah, I know, but James Remar does not look like
I'm
Christopher
James
Lambert.
Now, here's a bit, to be serious, there's this bit coming up that I have never always gotten. He, like, laughs and he's like, walks away and goes, sorry, you know, whatever.
It's kind of funny, actually. I always thought
that was, like, a mistake in the movie. Like, he forgot his next...
I think he just laughs to be a smart ass.
That was awkward and silly.
No, he's making it. Yeah, that's yeah.
Sorry. I'm sorry about this film.
About you.
Well, he's making it sound like the responsibility is.
He's,
you know,
he's trying
great.
To lighten the mood.
Yeah.
Then he realizes it's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. He sounds like Emperor Palpatine when he laughs.
You would die, Jedi.
What the hell is
that? Oh my god, that was
Vulcan?
Amazing.
Aluminum Falcon.
Oh, what the hell's an aluminum Falcon?
What the hell's an aluminum Falcon?
I try to say goodbye, but I don't.
Oh my
Whoa,
god.
Ghost Rider.
Oh my god, it's Pat. He made an appearance in the movie.
Whoa, there's a snake that just came out of that guy's mouth.
Hey, there's a guy
Whoa,
with a flashlight
like
up there.
To be... It's like, whoa.
They're looking down. Liu Kang, Johnny Cage, and Sonya are just sitting there thinking, wow, these are like the worst special effects of all time.
Hey, they're pretty good for a cheap
they're
movie.
Like, what is Iron Chef?
Iron Chef looks like an orgasm.
This is a pretty like, cool visual.
Why did you cook this guy food for some reason?
We're going to Han's Island. We are going to... Oh my god, look at the CG shit.
China is heel Jack Button.
They're going down the... Why are they on the Lord of the Rings set?
I don't know. Why is she using a radio that's only a shortwave? That couldn't get a fucking signal.
She's She just found out that Cameron Diaz was almost about to play her, so she was like, get her off this movie so I can be in it.
That would have been wrong.
Yeah, really. Let her go star in Mask.
Yes, please.
That's the only movie where she actually really looks hot in. Oh my god, I love this. He falls in the water. Wait for it, wait for it, wait for it.
What kind of fucking and idiot now. Would think that he's actually going to make that?
It's Johnny Cage.
Look at your compass.
It's like,
because I already knew that your compass was going to be spinning around and around and around and around.
Her pants are really high-waisted, by the way.
If Jean-Claude Van Damme was doing that, they wouldn't let him fall on the water, you know?
No.
He wouldn't have been a comic relief character.
You know, hey, guys, have you guys noticed they use, like, the same extras over and over again? There's, like, I saw the same guy with the same tank top, like, 3 times already.
He's a background dude.
Yeah, well, with a budget of $10 million, what can you do?
Mortal Kombat, no money. Yeah, exactly. What legends?
I love Johnny Cage.
Johnny Cage.
I'm pretty sure that just the Chinese.
Why did like Liu Kang just stand still all of a sudden? He was
said like eat at Joe's.
He wanted to soak in the environment.
Wait, what were you saying, Pat? Because everybody cut you off so rudely.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Chinese
they go with bags.
The word the. Symbols or whatever, it probably just spells out like, this is a cheesy mat shot. I'm sorry for this whole silliness.
I dropped my dead hookers!
No, they're soaked!
They're soaked! Oh, God!
If you go to a place like this, wouldn't you run away? Because, like, it's kind of creepy. And you know this thing bad's gonna
I'd
happen.
At least have my pump shotgun wrapped around my back.
I love how, like, Shang Tsung is always in the background to introduce things. It's hilarious.
Be like, why is there a Roman soldier next to whatever?
All warriors.
Hey, Skeletor! Skeletor is back there.
I don't think so.
Hello.
Hello, no, it's a very, like...
Hello. I love your hair.
Tommy was so, so cold, he wants his hair back.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi, Lisa. Ooh, love you, babe.
It's like, get in there and finish my muffins.
You want to fuck him, don't you? Well, don't think about it. That's my job. Ooh, there's Reptile. Oh, my look. God.
This is like the worst CG.
CG is awful.
It looks like one of the creatures out of the Spawn movie.
Oh, yeah, it's that bad.
Ooh, she got turned on by a Reptile just moving around it. Because Reptile, showed a tongue at her. Like,
yeah, I was going to say that tongue. It was like, yeah, there you go.
Really?
She likes what he does with that tongue. So.
I will say, though, like, this movie, the sets are actually really well done. All the real sets.
Yeah, they are, actually.
I mean, it's like, and for a video game movie, it's like, well, they could have just, like, okay, we're going to use styrofoam and fiberboard and all this stuff.
I still stand by the fact, or my statement.
And all that shit is from cat services.
I still stand by my statement that this is one of the best video game movies.
Oh, without a question.
Wait, don't close that door!
Now here comes some oiled up guys.
But no, you're right, Marcia. This, as cheesy as it is, it's probably the closest, most faithful and entertaining adaptation of a video game.
It is.
Without question.
It's very faithful and it still works. I mean,
these
yes, it
guys,
is campy.
They're so built. And now, the taste of things to come.
Thou strip, boy. Strip.
Of my ancestors. A la cuisine.
Now get on those stripper poles, man.
Now it's going to be naked chef time.
Welcome to Exit to Eden. Without Rosie O'Donnell.
That's hello.
Sonia, do you realize you're the only woman here?
Yes, Pat?
Sorry, Sonia, this is meant to be like...
Up. I have to, wonder what this guy, what's going through this guy, one guy's mind when he's going up against Sub-Zero. It's like, okay, I'm going to like kick this guy's ass, but he knows freezing stuff and stuff. So, oh, shit.
What do I do?
I don't get this. Like, they're like, what? I don't know.
They don't let anybody eat.
What a waste of food.
Yeah, exactly.
I love the music in this scene.
You know, I just saw one of the guys back there who was really tubby looking, so they're not all muscly.
Yeah, really. But, I mean, you have to think, it's like, this guy is going to get his ass kicked for obvious reasons, because being like, it's like, yeah, I'm just stretching.
I wonder if this scene was supposed to take off like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Where he ripped the guy's heart out. I love the noise that he makes. I love this guy. He's like,
He's really showing the moves, and Sub-Zero's like, I'm just going to freeze your ass.
He's like, oh, yeah, I know martial arts. So I was like, It's like, I would run away by now.
You're not going to send me to the cooler.
And this Iron Chef America's guy is like, oh, good, a new flower pot.
Like, that guy could have easily.
You have to think about it. It's like, at this point, you have to think, it's like, you'd expect like somebody to get their head ripped off or their hearts ripped out or blood and guts everywhere. It's like, and instead you get a really cheesy sort of freezing guy exploding and his head rolling in front. And
that is so much cooler, though. Come on.
Yeah. You know, I have to admit, you know, that guy could have easily have kicked Sub-Zero's ass if he just didn't do all those moves. I mean, it took like 5 minutes for Sub-Zero to get that ice ball going.
Yeah, he
should
have, like, just gone and kicked him.
He comes up against Liu Kang, and all of a sudden he's just fighting normal. It's like, why would you just freeze the fuck?
Ooh, Goro.
Not really, you know, he could have just...
Goro is so badly done, in a way, and his lips don't match the words that come out of his mouth. Like, I mean, there was no way that he was going to look amazing. But I don't know, he just still looks really comical rather than scary.
Well, could have been worse. He could have been like a CGI character like Reptile.
Which would have been horrible.
Yeah, that would have been worse.
Yeah, I mean, CGI now might have worked, but not back then.
I am the love guru. I'm not going to go there. I wonder if Medusa's Brad here somewhere. Since you know this. Awesome.
Probably. Who would she get to light all these fires, though? I mean, it's like, you'd have to get, like, some sort of, like, pyromaniac.
Oh, come on, man. It's like Greek fire. It lasts forever.
Oh, look! That's blue screen!
It's not that obvious.
This is.
Why would you walk on a thing like that? I love this music.
It's the angry shadow.
Look at me.
I have four arms.
Oh, where is my suitcase?
This is Paul Anderson saying fuck you to the audience.
It's like, screw you, there will be no director's cut of Event Horizon.
That was more Paramount.
I like the guy in the court. He's like, saying that, why am I not allowed to eat that food? Fast.
Man to man. Hand to hand.
I seriously thought this is what Australians sounded like.
Yeah, so did I.
Well, I thought that's what Australians sounded like, and I wasn't.
I thought that was a stereotypical Australian type of thing.
Hello, I'd like to open
but
an
he seemed a bit
account.
Too British to be Australian. Disgusting.
Oh, look. An extra pair of arms, grew his hair out, and got a tan.
It's Michael Chiklis.
Don't insult Michael Chiklis, bitch.
When does Goro eat cake? There's a fucking cake on the table.
Why is the food all, like, shiny and moist?
Seriously, it's like, he looks like Yoda got a tan, grew a couple feet, and grew an extra pair of arms. You know?
Actually, you know what? I always swear that they use the face of the Quato from Total Recall, the guy who pops out of the guy's stomach. Like the
face, or they like use the Goomba from Super Mario Brothers.
Goomba, my Goomba.
Yeah, I don't think he meant your Goomba.
Oh, yeah, my little face. No, the cuteness factor would be too much if they used my Goomba.
I am a half dragon, half massive,
somewhere that nobody gives a shit about.
Did I just saw a male that looked like a penis back there?
Bead, what is it with you and the penis?
I don't know. It's just like there it is.
You know, you have to wonder. It's like if this guy's supposed to be half dragon, shouldn't he be like, I don't know, breathing like, fire instead of like knocking over cups of wine and like getting people's faces?
Pat, don't complicate things. It's a $10 movie.
This movie doesn't need to be complex.
You should. Oh, yeah, the less you think, the better the movie is.
Exactly. Because you're actually starting to make me hate the movie even more.
Well, no, because I mean, I wondered that for the video game too, and it's just like, you know.
That's true. He does breathe out fire. It's actually one of the coolest moves in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, but Mortal Kombat, the game doesn't make sense. Like, why is Mataro got a horse's body?
I don't know. The movie kind of figured, forearms, four legs. You know, evens out.
Yeah, I guess. They wanted them to look cool.
This dubbing is so bad.
It is horrible. It really is.
Kano looks like he's having a heart attack in the chair. He's fucking breathing.
He looks like he came in his pants and he doesn't want anyone to see.
I can't look at that cheesy effect. It's so bad.
Hey, bro, do you expect me to look at that shit?
That much cheese?
Look how many fucking candles there are.
He might take a bite out of one of those candles. It's like, this cheese tastes like wax.
Hey, there's marshmallows on that table.
And there's grapes. Goro doesn't eat fucking grapes.
Beets.
I don't know. Human heads. I don't know. It'd be more appropriate.
Goro, these are the ingredients you must make on tonight's episode of Iron Chef.
Yeah, really? And they're Iron Chef. And of course, Liu Kang, Johnny Cage, and Sonya are this show? What is it with this show?
You know, it's probably not that hard to see them over there. They're only, 5 feet away, and they're, out in the
open. I know! How the fuck do they not notice them? It's ridiculous!
Of course!
Oh, now you notice.
Oh, yeah. A rock moves, and they think that someone's listening. It's like Shang Tsung is a great and powerful sorcerer, and he has no fucking clue of anything that's going on around him.
He's too busy being an Iron Chef.
He's too busy making that grisly look on his face.
Now we're going to come up with a cool fight scene pretty soon.
Because it's been 10 minutes without a fight scene.
Well, the difference between this movie and Street Fighter, this one actually has fight scenes. They're actually in a fighting tournament. Street Fighter is just all Van Damme going, I'm going to kick Bison's ass. And that's about it.
Bison's ass. After I take a shower.
You really know it's hardcore when they use a skull as a torch. You know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're definitely...
That's really hardcore. It's like Paul Anderson's we can't have Mila in this, but we can have, skulls on fire. Yeah, that'll work.
Hey, that same guy gave me Mila Jovovich twins.
The Predator! Yeah, that...
I know, he's really Predator effect.
What is it?
Luke Kang is wanted on the set of AP3. Of AP.
It's AVP.
It's a Predator that shoots out a fire hydrant.
Suddenly
it came
fine.
In his face.
I got slime.
My face, I got it all in my hair.
Oh, hi, Johnny.
I can't really tell.
Oh, look at those cobwebs. Oh, this isn't good.
Man, why would you go in there, seriously?
Yeah, really, Martha Stewart would, have a fit.
If my mom saw all of this, she'd, have a seizure just from all the mess everywhere.
Yeah. I keep a clean, dark palace, bitch.
Hey, Beat, have you ever seen the show Hoarders?
I know of it, and I've seen, scenes of it.
Oh, seriously, God. What's with all these candles?
You can say if your mom hates messes, she watched that show.
I know.
I love the face Johnny Cage just pulled, making fun of Sonya.
Let's keep an eye out for continuity here. Let's keep track of all the cobwebs that were on Sonya's shirt.
Dun, dun, dun,
I love
dun,
how they dun, just dun, dun, kick him dun, dun, the music dun, dun, for a fight.
They're
scene.
All gone.
Ooh, you know,
we're all wearing batters helmets and stuff. Or batters from her thing.
Here's a bit of trivia. This isn't actually the... Sorry. Here's a bit of trivia. This is not actually the score that's going on. It's actually these guys actually singing the theme.
Wait, okay. You take over doing the dun 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 thing, and I'll get up and kick the guy. Yeah,
they're like what are those harmony guys? What it's like Barbershop Quartet.
Barbershop Quartet doing.
These guys are doing just basic moves, and they manage to kick their asses. It doesn't make any sense.
And why is that guy not in pain? Well, he should be because he landed.
They're
on
all
camp.
Unconscious.
I know. How the fuck did they get all unconscious?
Hey, that guy. Sorry,
yeah, it's like the line says. You know, they're standing and. Or we're standing there, you know.
That guy over there who was on, who landed on the table with all the food, he wasn't actually not lying on there because he was like fighting. He just ate a lot of food. He's got a bad stomach ache. That's why.
It's just like, oh, I'm just going to lie here and just.
That food was so good. I'm just going to lie here for a while.
Damn.
I love this. Is actually my favorite shot coming up.
I don't think so. It's like they were all waiting for them to turn around. It's like, okay, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, there it is. I was like jumping out of my seat. I was so excited.
It's like, oh,
I love his little laugh.
I can make my eyes do that.
See, here's the thing I don't get. Raiden is the god of thunder, right? He's like an all-powerful being who can, like, manipulate thunder, lightning, and destroy anything in his path. Couldn't this whole tournament just be done within, like, 5 seconds?
Yeah, there wouldn't be a movie.
Well, the thing is, according to the
even
story,
he's bound by rules.
Screw the rules. Line, he's an elder god. He's not supposed to. He's not supposed to like
intervene,
with stuff like that. Well, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. They just make it up as they go along.
When you come out, fuck, I don't know. Just fucking do what you want.
I think it's.
I will just.
Sorry.
I have no idea why I do not look like an Asian man. They just cast
Sean Connery in this movie.
I was just gonna say that a lot of Johnny Cage's fighting moves was choreographed by J.J. Perry, who's a really great guy that does this kind of thing, but he was uncredited in the movie.
Oh, gee whiz. What a surprise. Uncredited.
Yeah. Which is really cool.
And of course... You know, Christopher Lambert just took this film because he's just like, Katana, I get to make a sequel to Highlander 2.
I get to rub
and
my katana again.
Then he found out that Michael Ironside wasn't going to be in it. It's like, oh, fuck this film. I might as well be in it anyways.
See you at the... Oh, finally. Mortal Kombat.
Let Iron Chef America begin. You will make...
You will fight a black guy with awesome hair.
That guy's an actual martial artist.
I think so. There are
that guy is a
fighter.
He was in what was he in? I saw him in a fight movie. He was in Street Fighter as one of the fighters.
Now Vogue.
Strike-a-pose.
I love the way Lou's hair bounces. It's like perfect.
He's got that. What was the point of those sticks? Oh, there we go.
Oh, they're for swinging. They're for swinging and looking funny. I don't know.
They're to make him look
actually,
more badass, obviously.
I think some of the fight... I think actually this movie has great fight choreography. It actually gets pretty brutal at the end.
Yeah, it's actually
surprisingly
really like
people fight. People weren't really hurt with this film, actually, considering the fighting that's gone on. They actually just weren't... Like, people didn't get, like, broken bones or anything like that. They just got really sweaty and just, like, their souls stolen, that sort of
Suck
sand, bitch.
Kicked in the face by sand.
I got sand in my eyes.
It's like, oh, time out.
I love the fact that Shang Tsung has, like, peacock feathers all over his throat.
It makes him look very feminine.
I'm a fireballs and bicycle kicks and flying kicks, man. Come on.
I'm a peacock. You gotta let me fly.
Peacocks don't fly. They don't.
And of course, he's done by a drop kick.
How bad has his hair gotten?
It's gotten even bigger.
It's like No Retreat, No Surrender, how that guy's hair grows. Do you remember, B?
So is mine. Now Shang Tsung's hair's gotten even smaller.
His hair goes smaller and Liu Kang's gets bigger.
He stopped
giving you an ulcer.
But I'm not dead yet. Bring out your dead.
But I'm not dead yet. Bring out your dead.
Fatality.
How do you figure that? I've got a shit all over him.
He turns gray for some reason.
He's got an Edward Cullen complexion.
Here we go. Bridget's in the tank top. Sparkling.
You know, she did all of her own stunts and everything in this movie. There are no doubles for Bridget Wilson.
I do like the one line here.
How come his hair has gone back to being long?
I want to know, it's like, do like real special spec ops have hair that long? I'm pretty sure it's not regulation for them to have it that long. For you know,
I don't know. It's a movie.
It's like, you will cook with
my hair is about that long.
Hello, baby.
Hi, baby. How are you?
Mwah.
Nice tank top.
I can see her nipples.
I want a shrimp on the Barbie.
And
I can see your nipples through your tank top.
Oh, come on, man. Maybe I'll show mine.
I think this fight is so incredibly unrealistic.
Enough, why is he wearing dress pants? He's like wearing MC Hammer pants.
He's wearing like parachute pants.
Hammer time!
Dun, 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 bum, bum. Would you use it to wipe your mother in the back? Ear to ear.
My favorite
ear
line.
Ear to ear.
He's like, I have to sound more Australian, even though I'm British.
This is so fucking unrealistic. I just can't. Look at the fucking size of his arms compared to hers, and whatever.
Better yet, when does she get short shorts? That's what I want to know. Her hot pants. It's like
the producers decided she had to wear them, so they just magically appear.
Probably. In the original game, she wore like spandex, and then
I know it's fabulous.
Ooh, I think this cannot be
any more humiliating. It's like,
if this fight were real, she would really be dead.
She'd be fucking dead by now. I'm sorry.
Right in the he
gets in like one move. I don't think so. At least they copied this from the game.
How do her boobs
stay in the right spot? It's amazing.
The magic of double-sided tape.
This is the best line coming up right here.
Oh, I love him spitting all over her thigh.
Give me a break, baby.
Oh, not that. Oh, fuck.
Oh.
I don't know how she broke his neck in the position she was in.
I have no idea. She didn't even have my favorite fight of the whole movie.
Yeah, oh, really. Yes.
It's like,
I love
this
you, Johnny
like,
Cage.
I remember seeing this in the theater. I was like, holy fucking shit.
Johnny Cage is like, why am I walking out here in the middle of nowhere to fight this guy? Where's the crowd, man?
I need my slow-mo.
Johnny, you walk that way, and you might meet somebody.
Funnily enough, these were like my two favorite characters
like,
in the
this
first
guy
game.
Has a problem with, like,
yeah, they're
this
my
guy's like,
too,
that
yeah.
is...
Scorpion.
That is...
Get over here!
This is a cool location. I wonder where this is.
With this crappy CGI.
Actually, like, the CGI of his stinger is actually not that bad. You can tell
they put a lot of
effort and money into some things and some things they didn't.
There it looks kind of shit.
The compositing is just,
come
you know,
here.
Whatever.
Come here!
Come here!
Shorting you up. Come back!
I'm like getting a call!
Anti-masturbator.
What?
Somebody
he's like, it's like, I can't masturbate.
Yeah, it comes out and snips me.
Hello. Say hello to my hat. Talk to the hat.
It does like a Wile E. Coyote thing. It's like, wah, wah, wah.
You killed my masturbating hat.
It's a portal to.
What the...
Woo! They're going into Master of the Universe.
Welcome to my pad. Coming
oh my
out,
god, it's
Babe's
bedroom!
Cribs.
Scorpion's pad. This is my den.
This
is
where I store all
fucked.
The skulls.
This is where I put my shoes.
This is where all the skull fucked victims
This is where I keep
go.
My best linens.
And this is where I put all my best Barbra Streisand albums.
Oh god!
Yeah, really.
Look out! It's a jump scare moment! Bum bum bum!
That actually is kind of... That
this
was kind
music
of
is kind of awesome for this scene.
This whole
Incidentally
scene
enough,
is
for those awesome. For the trivia buffs out there, the Scorpion is voiced by Ed Boon, who is the co-creator of the game and who actually voiced Scorpion in the games. But then again,
yeah, I was going to say,
his lines consisted of like, "Get over here."
Yeah, that's all it was. It was just the original key phrases.
Yeah, but...
Ow! Ooh! Only listen here, Scorpion. Only one of us will star in Resident Evil 3.
Yeah, really.
Take that.
I'm looking forward to the Mortal Kombat web series.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
I want the Mortal Kombat movie to come out the way they did it on that YouTube video.
Well, it's going to be directed by the same guy who did that short. This web
series, I hope
that
actually happens, and I hope they put Michael J. White in it.
Oh, I think I think he's already coming back for that web series. I read somewhere that he is.
They should totally get Scott Adkins in on that shit as well.
Mm. Scott Adkins for Johnny Cage.
As long as Johnny Cage doesn't die.
He will.
That's wrong.
Johnny Cage is like the Cyclops of the Mortal Kombat series.
Hey, I'm swinging on something that is obviously not a swinging pole.
I'm just amazed. Really, I'm amazing he actually knows gymnastics.
He saw Jim Carter.
Well, there's another hit at Jean-Claude Van Damme because
get down here.
Jean-Claude is.
Oh yeah,
technically a gymnast.
Well, Van Damme actually did ballet as well.
Why would Scorpion ruin his own crib like this, man? I mean, come on. Oh no! Look.
Oh no!
Plastic bones.
I'm gonna have to redecorate again. Oops, Spielberg.
It's
Skull
fucking victim.
Cool. Oh, I love this flip that Scorpion does.
Oh yeah!
Was it kiss my ass?
Okay, now you've ruined my crib.
I'm now Ghost Rider.
I thought you were.
I'm now Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider, your head's supposed to be on fire, not supposed to be shooting flame.
See, this is like the game where he does his finisher with the ripping his mask off and the flames.
That hurt, asshole.
It's like, my guts. Even
Captain America.
And, oh, look, my brain. I was like,
That's the end of you, Red Skull.
And for some reason, his head explodes.
I love this part.
Wait for it. Away from explosions.
To my greatest fan, Johnny Cage. I want that.
Who doesn't?
I'm
this
his
is like the
fan.
Most pointless fight of the entire movie.
She's got to give him the advice.
It's like the most... Use the element which brings life. What the fuck does that mean?
It works later on, doesn't it?
Boy, well, like anybody's really going to make that connection.
Well,
use the element which brings life. Oh, okay.
They might think that element is something totally different.
Yeah, that element is a machine gun.
Well, I was thinking it was like, well, considering like Katana just came up, that they were thinking
this isn't
of, like
exactly a fight scene though.
Oh, I know, it's my sock drawer.
But this isn't a fight scene. It doesn't make any sense.
I know.
And they barely fight.
Oh, they're just...
It's like
they're love zapping. Oh, you put my hair. Oh, you bitch.
This is like foreplay or something.
Ow.
You put my hair.
I think I just saw the shadow of the camera on Katana.
Probably.
Probably.
I think this was filmed near James Bond Island. Pretty sure.
She went on to marry Benjamin Bratt.
I really think they just shot this in slow motion because I don't think she can really do this.
No.
Katana!
Why does his hair go back to being short?
And why does
putting it in a ponytail and then he
decides his hair is going to be?
I think during the course of this movie, Liu Kang's hair just gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Katana, you disappoint me. Whips and chains, they
don't get back in the kitchen and make a sandwich.
Extra lettuce.
Plus mayo.
Hold the tomato.
And low-fat turkey.
Here's Raiden hiding in a cloak for something.
He's hiding in plain sight.
This is like the equivalent of Mortal Kombat Jackass. It's like,
oh, I'm going to leak the water, man.
Like,
oh, I'm going to take a sip of water. Why am I sipping the water? I'm
Isn't this classified as cheating because he's breaking the rules?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well.
So he says, like, you got to be by the rules, but he's breaking it by helping Liu Kang.
He's indirectly
helping. He's not really helping him. Yeah, it's indirectly helping him.
Use the element which brings life.
Where did he get his shirt back? I mean, really?
Use the element which brings life. So what, am I supposed to fuck her or something? It brings life, doesn't it?
You stay there. We'll get you your there.
Oh, I love the way Sub-Zero comes down the stairs. So
tonight,
bad.
Hell freezes over.
It's winter tonight in Gotham.
To the chopper.
I'm afraid my condition has left me cold to your pleas of mercy.
Can you be
yeah, really. I mean,
Batman?
Like, why doesn't Sub-Zero, like, finish everyone off with, like, it's like, hold on, stand there for 5 minutes while I charge up my freezing thing.
Now, Liu Kang, what killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age! Cool party.
Kill me too, like you killed my wife.
Well, that's the thing, like, he grabs,
awesome.
You know, Sonya's gun and instantly freezes it. Why didn't he just grab his fucking head and go, and just, like, crack it in half?
Because then we wouldn't
yeah,
have
really.
Five scenes.
And it's like, where's the, and of course he just does, oh, I'm not going to fall, I'm just going to flip down.
They love the flips in
little,
this movie. Hey,
hey, the ice bad Cobbiff.
Let's kick some ice.
Oh, here we go.
This music is so badass.
Now he's doing a crotch
this
grab.
Is like, this is like...
I'm putting you on
like
ice.
Dragon Ball's epic.
It's like, getting an ice boner.
To charge up.
Stay cool, bird boy.
It's my ice ball.
Enjoy my... Oh, he's got the worst case of blue balls.
Ow, I spilled the water.
Freeze in hell, Liu Kang.
If she just conveniently appears, it's like,
you know, Liu Kang, I could help you, but, you know, I'm just going to stand back here and be cool.
She just has to, like,
brings life. Come on, Liu. Come on, right. Kick in. I love how we swing in this bucket and not a fucking drop of water comes out of it.
It doesn't if you
well,
do
whole
that.
Whole inertia thing. Thing. I don't know.
Well, I don't think he's got enough
and
inertia
it just
going.
It immediately becomes a spear. Just,
oh, shit! Oh!
There would still be some water coming
he
out.
He got ice pricked!
Best sex ever!
Babe, you're obsessed with dicks and sex. There's something wrong with you.
You know what? If, at that point, I would just, like, give them the middle finger and just, like, fuck you!
Is it time?
Yes.
Is it time?
Let these mortals cook in my kitchen long enough.
At last!
I love these just random shots of guys getting thrown on pebbles.
Yes, because
ow,
when you find Goro, there's no pebbles.
Hey, it's that guy from before.
Hey.
Ow.
Okay.
They go
okay,
all the extra.
I just want to see
like,
guys get
really
thrown on the ground.
Down on pebbles. I mean, they're going to hurt themselves.
I know.
This is the latest trend.
Over and over again. Okay, we're going to show them from a different angle now.
And we're just going to make it faster.
Of course,
Iron
I love Dave Chappelle's going to fight now. I love this bit up here where I like Art is just like, you know, doesn't even notice Goro's there until like, whoa, man.
Yeah, I know.
He's standing right in front of him.
Mrs. Robinson, are you trying to seduce me?
You're trying to seduce me.
So bad. It's like I have to fight this. I mean, come on.
Goro is so shit as well. Like, how does he beat everybody?
So fucking slow. Like, how can he actually make contact?
Give him the kick.
Ow.
I want to be friends.
Man, he's hit me so hard, I might have to disappear again for a year.
It's like, I need help cooking pancakes.
I need some extra butter.
You have he any screams for the entire thing. It's like, oh. Just a fucking mess.
I'm having... What was that? He did this look, it was hilarious.
Like to jerk off.
Really, it's like, you like, try and, like, punch him, and in the... You, like, try and punch him in the stomach, and he gets grabbed by the hands, and then you, you know... I can't remember... just yell at the guy's face. Like, yeah, this is a really good party!
Man, cocaine is a hell of a drug.
He's done a mountain of it, there's no question.
Hugby! I love you.
I love you a long time.
I love you a long time.
Bitch, you have an Iron Chef.
Okay, how can someone possibly take that many punches and still be standing?
He's like, ugh!
Oh, shit.
Oh!
Where are the pebbles? There are none.
They were back there.
There are people falling on pebbles.
Yes, but there's no pebbles here.
Well, they were outside.
See?
Yeah, they were somewhere else.
Continuity, bitch.
No! No! We don't even know who you are!
We only knew you for 5 minutes! I only knew you for 5 minutes! See, this is the reason why there was never a third season of Chappelle's Show. Because he, like, killed my Goro.
Ooh, into his eyeball it goes.
Technically, if he was already dead, wouldn't his soul have left his body? You know, I mean,
well, he really wasn't dead. Close enough.
No, I don't know what just happened.
Hey, Raiden, what the fuck have you got us into?
I don't know. I just work here.
See, I don't know. I thought Katana was Michael Ironside, but it turned
out
to
be a woman.
My agent
told me that I was supposed to be the hero of the movie. I don't know.
What fucking accent are you trying to do? It's not working. Okay, sorry, I've insulted you, Junior, haven't I?
Sorry. Now, have you guys seen Diane Lane? Because I can't find her anywhere.
She doesn't want to call me anymore.
You so are not pulling that off.
I'm doing my best. It's hard.
You know, they should have just got Christopher Lambert and his hair just to be in, like, the Harry Potter movies.
He could have been the long-lost, like, Malfoy brother.
I will admit, though, Jason Isaac, man, that fucking guy just owns that role.
Real. He does.
Ew.
Now, Johnny Cage, do you think my hair is better than Liu Kang's?
I think my hair is better than Sonya's.
Ew, he's getting close to her ear.
Sonya, I don't know why you keep your hair in a ponytail. It doesn't show off your features.
Sonya, if I had you in the underworld,
I would look like that guy from The Punisher.
Now, I must tell you, you look so like Diane Lane.
Thomas Jane is my child, my love child.
Now, excuse me, I'm going back to find Diane Lane.
Going to go and find Diane Lane in Outworld. That's where Josh Brolin has taken her.
I don't know. She's one lucky woman.
Oh, that woman is so hot.
Every woman wants me. What the fuck am I doing in this movie?
Liu Kang, I could help you, but I can't break the rules, even though I have to give you a piece of water that defeated Sub-Zero.
But you had to make the connection that
Liu Kang is the element. I look like Thomas Jane with my hair shortened.
And now I'm going to sit on a beach and do what exactly? Ooh, flashback.
This is exposition, people.
This is him having his character moment. I have to reflect.
Ooh, what? You have to make breakfast in bed.
What the fuck is going on with his hair?
His hair looks all over the place. Hey, Sonya, before I die...
L'Oreal, it's for you.
No, Johnny, I don't want to.
How can anybody refuse Johnny Cage?
Now, come on, Sonya, you got to help me find those dead.
They're still wet. I have to dry them off.
They're out there in that ocean somewhere.
When did these two start caring about each other?
It's the movie.
It was just written that way. Now excuse me, I'm gonna go party with Charlie Sheen for a few days.
Yeah, well, you forgot good looking.
Yeah, now the fucker's got abdominal pain.
Hello.
Karma.
Canadian.
He's really Canadian.
Yep. It's like
Johnny Cage. You
got Iron Chef Canada?
Would you like
to... I was gonna say, you want to join me in my kitchen?
How disappointing. There is no Iron Chef Canada.
There is only Iron Chef.
But there can only be one.
That's right. No. I want to go back to Outworld.
Destroys you.
Doesn't he look like Tom Paris from Star Trek Voyager?
He does.
Yeah, not far. In Masters of the Universe.
I was going to say, right back to the
Galactic
dildo.
Oh. Well, I did see a dildo out on that dinner table, so...
Again, with the freaking dildos.
Every time he shows up, you hear, like, a distant thunder.
He's like, oh, I'm sorry. It must have been gas.
Sorry, I was almost late. For this scene.
I was too busy looking for Diane Lane.
And taking care of my winery.
Johnny Cage is going to be my bitch, Raiden.
I hate that fucking guy who plays on that Highlander TV show.
Oi, he's awesome.
Mortal Kombat! I'm really pissed.
I like my robes.
You need to stay there,
bitch. Rewind from me. That's how I roll.
I love this. Everybody shut up.
Whoa! Hey, out of the way, man. There's a bad CGI, a bad animatronic character hiding in the background.
With an even worse background.
And then suddenly, Raiden appears.
Hello.
What's he doing?
Maybe he will make
nothing.
Wine.
He's like Anna Paquin in the X-Men movies. So powerful, yet does absolutely fucking nothing.
And then there's a guy.
Who are those twins? There are these two guys in the background going, yeah,
woo!
I love that.
Shush, the best line!
Here we go.
We're going to have a circle jerk later.
Okay, we're going to have to all do this line because it's hilarious.
Wait for it.
I broke glasses.
Those shades didn't match your eyes.
Iron Chef doesn't wear sunglasses.
Those were beautiful aviators.
Let's dance.
Oh, wait, when does he do the line?
He does it when he finishes him off.
Oh, yeah, that's not for a few minutes.
Let's dance. Bandam movement.
It's like the puppet couldn't dilate his pupils fast enough.
So just at the same time.
Yeah, this is the same reaction when people saw what happened to AVP.
Yeah.
It's like I got kicked in the balls.
I was kicked in the balls. Yeah, there's the two morons again.
It's like
one guy is wearing
a lumberjack sweater or something.
Yeah, I'm yelling. I don't know why. Goro is now starting to look a lot like John Travolta. I don't know why, but it's just
trying to picture that.
it's like those two guys, they just yell at each other all the time. It's like, yeah,
you know, actually I think I figured out why Van Damme decided not to do this movie, because Johnny Cage does a lot of running away in the movie, so Adrian! I'm gonna.
You made me cry.
Oh, I missed the line!
$2 sunglasses, asshole.
Those are $500 sunglasses, asshole.
Which is very true of aviators in the day.
This is the part where you fall down.
Little help?
Oh, this is where you fall down.
Look at this crazy siege.
And now I'm going to rape Sonya.
Now, say hello to Skeletor for me.
I don't think so.
It's like, yeah, it's like right at the end there, it's like,
I'm back. When the moon reaches its all, fuck it.
Actually, looks that the background, that door kind of looks like the one at Castle Grayskull in the background.
It's actually true.
You know, I could do something about this, but, you know, I can't break the rules.
Sonya, no, Johnny.
Do you guys realize that you're saying combat wrong? It's with a C, not a K.
Well, it's like, and now they're like, they well, we have to walk. It's like, why couldn't we take the ride like those guys? Now we have to walk.
Oh, come to Mouth World.
I don't wanna.
I'm sorry. You have to walk.
I'm sorry you had to walk.
Excuse me now. I'm sorry, gentlemen, but I must, like, walk around and let the wind blow in my hair.
Hey, there's Reptile.
Hello.
Where?
And how the fuck does
he... You're ahead, Nick. World?
There he is.
The what?
It's like, that is...
Oh, I just woke up. Oh, I just to work.
What was that, Mars?
I said you're ahead of us.
Am I?
Yes.
Wouldn't have thought I was. Okay, I'll kind of click back a little bit.
I think you're about 5 seconds
ahead. Going into the hole.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, I got it right then.
Now be careful. Sandra Bullock may be down there.
I'm guessing that's an All About Steve reference.
She's there with Steve.
Whoa. Help me! Kill me!
I love this next line. I think it's the next one.
And for some reason... Yeah.
Kill me. The aliens are bursting out of that guy's stomach.
Yeah, really. And it's just like, they...
Oh, he didn't say the line.
Just that shot. Oh, and now it's CG.
I hate this place. I hate it. I really hate this place. What, are you trying to be the voice of the audience? I really hate this place. You know how much I hate this place, Lou? I really hate this place. This place sucks. I
it's like being back in high school.
Hey, welcome to Escape from New York.
Because I was too short.
All I see is Escape from New York. Every time this scene pops up. You've got 30 seconds.
Yeah, really. All the more reason why you should have Kurt Russell in this movie.
Kurt Russell's been every movie.
If you bring help, he dies.
If you touch me, he dies. I have his finger, he dies.
I just like that he has to, like, walk off to, like, you know... Go over here. I'm just gonna stand over in this corner for a while.
How the fuck does he even see him?
Anderson's like, okay, Robin, you just go over there and look like you grabbed something, and we'll figure it out later. Yeah, that's good. And then, of course, this happens for no reason.
This is actually another really great fight.
Yeah, this fight's pretty awesome.
It's actually the most brutal.
I'm glad they actually gave him, like, a human-type form, rather than him fighting a CGI thing. Reptile! His mask is pretty awesome as well.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
Whoa!
Oh, I just got a brick in my face.
Ow. And it would have hurt much more if it wasn't silicon.
Yeah.
The music for this scene is really good.
The whole soundtrack is great.
It just makes me want to kick people's asses.
It's true.
You could kick people's
asses. This makes me want to sizzle bacon.
Yeah, the movie should make you want to actually fry things.
This is for getting into Street Fighter when you should have stuck with Mortal Kombat.
Of course.
This is for starring in Beverly Hills Ninja.
Poor Robin.
I've come from the hills of... come to the hills of Beverly disguised as a pimp to help you.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to Brett's movie in theaters.
I love that movie.
And it's like Chris Rock's like, whoa, you're a ninja?
You're a ninja?
You're a ninja?
Yeah, that was dope.
That was dope.
We are.
Sorry, I'm just like really enjoying this fight scene.
Me too.
That's a great fight. Oh, I love that when Reptile's on the ground and he snorts out and the fucking...
Whoa!
It's a bunch of dirt all over the place.
And we get to see the bicycle kick, which didn't come into play until the second game.
That's true, actually. Yeah, they didn't
but
put
they,
in
But they did add a few elements from the second game by, like, having Katana in there as well.
And well, Reptile was in the
Reptile
first game.
Was in the first game. He's a hidden character.
Yeah, you know, he was always a hidden one.
Yeah, but he's playable in Mortal Kombat 2.
Yeah, I'm gonna death to the air.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's like, is it just me or is that tank top like changed shapes?
It has.
It was like tucked in and then it was tucked out and yeah.
It was a lot thinner before as well.
Whoa.
Like, we'll figure it out later.
Yeah. I'm gonna jump over this table and be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I like being in Beverly Hills Ninja.
That's for making fun of Street Fighter The Legend of Chun-Li. It's a misunderstood movie! And I was awesome as Ken!
People actually flip through stuff like this in real life.
I do.
Oh, it's time for a foot smush.
It's time for another massage. Maggots and stuff.
Yeah, this is kind of gross.
Well done. What the fuck are you learning?
That was an awesome party.
Where can I
put the lizard? I just killed the lizard.
Hello.
Where's the Duke?
What did he learn?
He's number one. I know, he's not learning anything.
He learned how to squish bugs, alright?
Like, he learned how to squish bugs.
Who's that random guy running away?
That's
you. I'm getting away from this movie!
That was Paul Anderson.
I'm running away from the fat boys because they hate me!
Mila, I swear, I'll put you in my other movies, I swear! I swear!
Hold on a minute.
Hey, we're just going to walk around randomly, just yip-yap, blah, blah, blah.
I just want to know the mystery of why combat is spelt with a K and not with a C.
Because they're illiterate.
John Tobias and Ed Boon, they were like, well, they saw, they saw the word, the original word combat, and they just like, we need to make it look cool. I know, why add a K? That's awesome!
Oh my god, this...
I think this is
really how it, horrible really CGI how it shot. And for some reason, there's a giant face. Oh, more CG!
CG pebbles!
That is like the most awful CG. Reason,
yeah, well, what can you do? And it's that same face. And
why does Sonya look like Tina Turner now?
What's love got to do with it?
She looks like Tina Turner in Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. It's like,
we don't need another hero.
It really who runs like Barter Town? Master Blaster
like, okay,
runs
we're going to tie you up, but you need to change. I know, it's weird for Iron Chef, but you have to change.
Golden Eye, I found his weakness. Anyway, they got me in a Tina Turner move. And oh my god, the Mortal Kombat symbol's on the floor.
Oh my gosh!
Nostalgia. And now he's got the ponytail. Like,
it's like,
hello
when, you
there.
When you were a kid and you saw this, this was like the greatest thing ever.
Oh my god, I was fucking creaming in my pants when I was a kid watching
it. It still is the greatest thing ever.
But that's the thing, when you grow up though, you start to...
Look, he had his hair back. Like,
but I remember, I barely sat in my seat for this entire movie in the theater. I was just so excited. It was so awesome.
It's like she's Betty Rubble. From Wilma. She's like Wilma Flint.
You know, Sonya, I looked at, I saw you naked when I changed you.
Mm. I knocked you out and I changed you. I saw your jibbies.
What sort of an ugly dress is that?
And somehow she's got makeup on.
It looks like a handbag.
Pretty. See, Sonya, you will not have a cool hair as me.
You betrayed your emperor. God, I'm boring.
Of course!
You betrayed the law!
The law!
The law!
You will do this this time, Shatter.
Unchaining her and
next time.
Hello. Your fight is with me. Look at my hair.
I'll get the ingredients for hamburgers.
Hamburger helper.
No, you'll fight me.
I am the descendant of Kun Lao.
And... Now let's strip.
Who the hell is Kung Lao? Like, you don't even know who he is till, like, the third game.
I don't know.
Well, actually, the second
game. Well, the second game, whatever.
Like, people are like, oh my gosh, they dropped the hands from the second game. It's like, oh my gosh, whoa.
Oh my god, like, oh my god, oh my god.
But, I mean, it's like, in retrospect, it's like, what does that have to do with anything? And it's like, people, it's like Paul Anderson expected you, basically, you had to know what the game was, the games, in order to get this stuff. And he's like, name dropping everything. Oh!
Nice dress.
Well, you know.
Yeah, Johnny
Cage
is like, nice outfit.
Wow. It's a fucking
Did you just have, like, a seizure?
No, that was like a porno music.
Yeah, that was like a little Isaac Hayes moment there. This is a good fight, too.
But all the fights are pretty good.
So you now,
like, fire out, like, three fireballs at once or, like, morph into someone else, you know, like he does game or something, teleport, whatever.
Nah, no budget.
Sucker yeah, punch.
They put too much money into Goro's shitty animatronic mouth.
And Robin's hair.
Yep.
It's like, and the hair.
Now he's wearing parachute pants.
Well, hair ties cost a lot of money. Not really, but
so I'm bleeding.
Bleed really,
you fool!
His face looks like somebody farted.
You wish to become Iron Chef?
Do you think you have what it takes?
Do you? It takes years to become Iron Chef, and you wish to do it in a night?
excuse me, I gotta go to the restroom. It's the sound of all fanboys crying after watching AVP.
Yep.
It wasn't only was the fanboys that were crying.
I never got the point of these guys. These guys are, like, so not threatening at all.
They're breaking through the ground. They're threatening, all right?
That's not what Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles look like.
Oh, yeah.
10 minutes late, man. Free pizza.
Jackson's a bit of a pussy if he has to get, like, four other guys to fight Liu Kang for.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I was like, what the fuck is the point of this? I'm like...
And he's just like, showing up just a bit of a pussy.
Well, Liu just wastes all of these guys.
Ooh, the black guy dies first.
They should have shown Shang Tsung, like, fixing his hair in the background.
Okay, and he's just standing
there. He's standing there with his arms out. It's, like, hilarious.
Yeah, really. What was the point of this other than to just give Robin some more fighting to do? You know,
that was the point.
Hey, Paul, we need another 5 minutes added to the movie. Can you do anything for us? That's all I've got. Zip.
It's like all of that, and they just busted you.
Is that all you've got, sorcerer?
Cool party.
See you at the party, Rudika.
You win.
die.
That's awesome. Uncle running up the stairs.
I wonder how he got upstairs. He actually meant, when he said you will die, he actually meant his career because, you know, he'd be in Mortal Kombat Annihilation next.
And well, then Street Fighter the Legend of
Beverly Hills Ninja is all I know him for.
I'm going to run up these stairs and be cool. He doesn't even run up the stairs. He, like, skips all the way up.
Just skips all. I don't. I wonder how many times.
Oh, but wait, he turns into somebody now.
Whoa.
That's actually kind of creepy the way they did that. It's actually like, kind of well done.
Dude, I thought you were fired. It's like, no.
Why does the character buy into this shit? You just saw him transform into your brother.
Yes, but he loves his brother who died.
I know, but I'd look at him and go, are you fucking retarded? I just saw you turn into my brother. I know you're not my brother. What the fuck is wrong with you? And then while he's distracted playing your brother, you grab him and throw him off the fucking ledge. I don't know. This wouldn't be a movie. Shut up, Nick.
I love how the spikes come out.
Yeah, actually, that's like, really cool.
Oh no, they're ripping through the aluminum foil that they got from all of the Hershey Kisses.
Could you imagine resetting that shot?
How long it took for them to unfold all of those wrappers?
How many layers of gold we had to put on that?
Well, it was my fault.
That's too weird.
You're mine.
Including his hair.
My ponytail rocks yours.
Oh, mine.
I love how he just changes.
You say your ponytail hair is better than mine. Now you die.
It's like, I am the Iron Chef guy. Only
I know the true location.
A la cuisine thing.
I know the true location of Diane Lane. Raiden will never find her.
After I win this fight, I'm going to get some bison dollars.
Wait for it.
Of course!
I am the chosen one.
I also know the secret 11 herbs and spices.
And I also know the secret of the ooze.
I know that it takes 2 eggs to make an omelet, not 3. And you never add milk.
And I also know the real reason why Christopher Nolan was snubbed for Best Director for Inception.
Really? Why? Please answer that because nobody else can.
Because he didn't have hair like mine.
It's true.
He's angry.
Really angry.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Green or something.
Get out of my life!
You're tearing me apart!
In a few minutes, bitch.
Save your pity for the weak.
Cheep, cheep, cheep.
Cheep, 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 cheep. Cheep, 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 cheep. Hi, doggy.
Okay. Oh, here it comes.
So surrender.
No retreat.
Backs up magically.
You think that's going to make good?
Never.
You think it's funny to put ketchup on your... on your steak.
Ketchup on your steak. This is why you should use only low-fat milk.
2%, not 1%.
Vegetarians deserve to eat too.
No, they don't.
Here comes the armpit hair.
How dare you get Natalie Portman pregnant?
Of all the spikes that he lands on, he just lands on one. I mean, come on.
Yeah, his legs, like, and arms go around the others.
My hair.
Now that was Joan Rivers.
And, of course, nothing happens to the other guys there. It's just like,
No, they get toasted.
Oh, they do?
Like, I think, after this is all done, there's, like, nothing left up around. Oh, hi, Lou.
Oh, look, Casper the Friendly Ghost.
I'm looking for Elvis.
I'll be in the Frighteners.
That's the Marshmallow Man.
There is no Dana, only Zool. Zool, motherfucker, Zool!
Look at Robin's emotional range in this scene.
Oh my god. I have a brother?
What do you mean you're really my, what do you mean you're really my sister?
What do you mean you're my cousin?
What do you mean you didn't know that fucking mozzarella cheese goes on garlic bread?
You know, I could stay Liu Kang, but I'm just going to go over here with all the cool people because I'm going to hang out with Elvis later.
Here comes, really. Here comes my song. Boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom. Return to innocence.
Orbital. Actually, I much prefer this song in Hackers, but this is still very, very good.
He's going to cry now.
Was this song included on the soundtrack? Because I don't think it was.
No, it actually, I can't remember. I think it is.
Let's go home.
Let's go home. Why is everyone with blue flags?
And it's like all of a sudden, oh, everyone's happy. And
yay!
Hey, Michael Jackson's not coming back.
Now for the big sequel bait moment, which I really wish they didn't put in.
I never found Diane. Fuck.
It's like, you guys were great. For everyone.
So these guys had time to get flags, be happy. These guys didn't get time to change clothes.
Nope.
Well, you know.
Bow to me.
You know, Raiden is like the most useless god of all time.
I know. Like, yeah, he
didn't even do a Superman torpedo.
Uh-oh. CGI. Oh. Zool, motherfucker. Zool. Oh, no, it's Josh Brolin.
It's Skeletor.
Skeletor, bitch.
And it looks like Skeletor.
Hello, I'm Joan Rivers.
I don't think so.
Mortal Kombat!
Mortal Kombat! There's the name that's, there was the name that strikes fear in the hearts of all film fans.
Except for me, because I happen to like his movies.
Oh, I like him too. I'm just, you know, stating it for, you know, others.
Yeah, well, anybody who doesn't like Paul Anderson can meet my fist in their face.
Yeah, I think people are jealous. I think people are jealous of Paul Anderson because he has Mila Jovovich.
Well, there is that, and everybody wants to nail her.
Fucker.
Well, and of course, Elu Multipass.
I don't care what that terminal guy on MFC says. That woman is a goddess.
She is.
Yeah, that's right, terminal.
These are our credits.
This is so awesome. I mean, like, this was like, I remember just people staying in the theater afterwards and just like, this is so hardcore. Oh.
I know. You know what? I was actually feeling quite nostalgic just watching that.
Yeah.
Excited again.
It's a very nostalgic movie, but do you think that it needed to be like R-rated, or can you live with it having been PG?
I think I can live with it. Well,
because, you know, the game was hardcore, and
I could live with it, but, I mean, on the same token, I mean, like, I'm sure there were people who's like, well, how come they didn't have Sub-Zero rip the guy's head off with his spine? Or something like that. Or how
that's
come
the whole
Raiden
point.
Didn't fight?
The violence level
Kano
should
rip
make
some
it.
Guy's heart or something. You know, that's, you know.
I don't get how, like, sorry. Go ahead, Nick.
I was just going to say, like, in today's realm of, like, you know, film ratings, it's really not the violence that makes movies rated R anymore. It's all violence and, language and sex. That's it.
Pretty much.
Like,
I mean,
look at the King's
then,
Speech.
I mean, it's like, you had like, well, Johnny Cage said asshole, and that would have gotten like instant PG-13 or something.
Sure.
Because you can't say ass, and you can't say hole, but if you say asshole, that's instant PG-13.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think for me personally, I don't know. I don't think the movie needed to have, like, all the blood of the video game, because for me this film works. But
yep.
This is a movie that I would like to see. Well, not so much the movie, but at least, like, another take on the games. But I would definitely want to see the team behind Undisputed 2 tackle Mortal Kombat, because it would be the best movie
Do the fight choreography, yeah.
I will watch a new Mortal Kombat movie if Armie Hammer plays Johnny Cage.
Just Just that because his name is Army Hammer.
It's like, who would play, who would play these actors or these characters now? You know?
This I mean, idea like, is potentially worth millions of dollars.
Let's like have, like, Ving Rhames play Jax or something. Like
no.
That.
It's Michael J. White will play Jax.
Michael J. White.
Or, yeah, well, I mean, like, Michael J. White or, Vin Diesel.
Oh, Vin Diesel will not be in a Mortal Kombat movie because I will kill it.
Well, that didn't you recognize that was a Frank Welker voice for the Emperor Shao Kahn?
No, I didn't.
Well, whatever.
We're just waiting for the credits.
I'm not a Transformers nerd.
Yeah. 24 frame video displays. E equals MC squared.
I really hope to get Jerry Ryan to play Sonya.
That worked in that video, by the way.
Mm. You have to wonder if that R. Greenberg Associates West Inc. is still in business today.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that Alec Gillis and Tom Woodruff did the Goro effects. No wonder they were shitty.
I know. I was just like, I thought it was Stan Winston, but then again, it's like Stan Winston.
Stan would spit on.
Stan would do a much better job. CG ghost ship.
The king of them all.
Yes.
Poor Stan. Miss him big time.
Well, he was elderly.
Pyromaniacs? Okay.
Wow, how did they pay all these people on such a short budget?
Maybe some of them worked for free.
Probably. Additional visual effects. The Post Group Digital Film Group. The Post Group Digital Film Group. What a fucking terrible name.
Mortal Kombat.
I don't know. Mike, I'm still waiting for my credits to finish.
3D senior sculptor.
Can you imagine if they redid this movie in 3D?
Yeah, really.
I'm now in 3D.
I could see, like, Scorpion's masturbating hand just coming straight at me in this 3D. It would be, like, totally scary.
You and masturbation and penises and dildos, I'm really worried about you, B.
Well, somebody has to bring that stuff into this commentary.
He's a man. Scorpion can't get laid because, he's like, every time
it's all
he's
that men
to get
think
laid,
about.
Everyone freaks out from his head that shoots fire and his hand that shoots out a weird
he throat. Ejaculates fire.
That's nasty.
Hey, THX!
It burns!
Where all that meant. Re-recording assistants. Everyone for the ADR should have been fired. Goro was terrible. He didn't know his line. He's just like...
This movie would have been even better if it had, like, Mary Elizabeth Winstead just wandering around.
Well, wouldn't she have, like, not been born when this movie was made?
Probably, but...
Well, no, she was.
She was born. But
she's
still
older than me, and I was, like, I think, 6 or 7 when this came out.
I was about 10 or 11 when this came out.
I was around that 6, 7, 8...
Well, I think Pat, Bede, and I are born in the same year.
Yep.
Oh, Robin Shu actually did the fight choreography for the movie.
Huh.
Didn't know that.
Incidentally enough, Brandon Lee was originally considered to play Liu Kang, but we all know what happened, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yep.
The family curse. Well, only for the guys. Now his daughter's a world champion.
Well, the guy that played Bruce Lee in Dragon was considered for the role of Liu Kang, Jason Scott Lee.
This soundtrack is epic.
Although I would have liked to have seen my good friend Lauren Avedon if he could have been Johnny Cage in the movie, which we even briefly discussed. when he was on the podcast, that would have been epic.
It's like all the craft services at the end of the day just piled on for that dinner scene or whatever. It's like, yeah,
Some guy is called Adam Adams.
I saw that. I was like, hey, Adam Adams, how are you? Insurance providers. We're insurance in case your movie sucks.
Prince by Deluxe. Yeah, Techno Syndrome 7. On TET Records. Techno Syndrome.
Stabbing Westward. That's a great name. Performed by Napalm Death.
Hey, Napalm Death. Cool. Fear Factory.
I am the chosen one. All right.
Whoa, Tracy Lords did a song. No wonder that it was sound skanky.
Hey, the Krabby Resort Hotel. Play Mortal Kombat 3.
What are they sell Krabby Patties?
Play Mortal Kombat 3!
I didn't know that.
And we all know how good of a game Mortal Kombat 3 was. Well, I don't know. In my memory, opinion, it was kind
Mortal
of
Kombat 3 Mortal was the was best game. Video game ever.
Characters returned in the film. You're fictitious.
Oh my god, I thought all the characters were real.
The movie's over.
Nowadays, it doesn't own the Mortal Kombat license anymore. Warner Brothers does for some reason, but whatever.
Yeah, they bought out the franchise.
Flawless victory. And that is the end of our movie.
That was awesome.
That movie rocks. And you know what? M. Bison agrees.
Of course!
He better.
Of course! Yeah.
Of course!
Of course!
See, even M. Bison from Street Fighter agrees that that movie was awesome.
That's right.
It is a classic, and you know what?
And compared to Street Fighter, yes.
Anything compared to Street Fighter.
Street Fighter did have Rob Lee in it,
but yeah. Oh, they should... They should just, like, have Shang Tsung and Bison just, like, team up together and, like, combine both movies as one.
I don't think anyone could take that much epicness in...
Well, they tried to combine it by putting Robin Chu as a Street Fighter character, and it didn't work. But then again, that entire movie didn't work.
I would love if Paul, like, if they came back to Paul now and said, you know, we're going to give you a bigger budget, take another stab at it. You know, just do a remake, basically, with today's effects, with today's fight, you know, choreography, you know, and shit like that. I think that would be amazing if someone took another shot at it anyway. I know it's eventually going to come, but... Definitely can't be soon enough.
Yeah, well, that wraps up our audio commentary of Mortal Kombat.
Woo!
So, yay. Thanks to... the Canadians for joining us for the show, and thanks to the Australians Aussie. Because we rock.
Thank you guys.
Thanks, Pete.
Thanks,
Pete. Make any fart jokes. That was good.
Stay tuned for our next audio commentary, which will probably end up being Street Fighter, I'd imagine.
Of course!
Yes. On that note, I would like to end the podcast with this.
Of course!